you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
Hour 3 of VSiN Primetime. We've got a look at the book. You can actually, if you're watching with us, in the top right corner of our shot of the sports book, as Marquise Noel hits an amazing shot.
Oh, his ankles hurt him. Oh, yeah. This is tragic.
So up in the top right
this
corner.
This is tragic.
You can see Derek Stevens holding camp, holding shop.
How does this happen?
So that is why we have an empty seat here. But that doesn't mean Banksy ain't here, baby. We're watching some college hoops. Banksy, 55-55, Michigan State and Kansas State.
He can't finish.
Marquise Noel is hurt.
Yeah, he can't finish.
He is hopping up and down. This stinks. You hate to see this. He rolled his ankle on a drive to the basket. He just banked in a three.
Like,
but
come on, basketball guys.
Does he have any chance of being drafted?
I don't think so.
Okay, then go ahead and bust your ankle and your career.
That's somehow, some way, still dropping dimes.
Does that count as an assist?
Yeah, I think so. He's dropping dimes. All right, let's get you an update on the games real quickly. Kansas State up 57-55. Marquise Noel is hurt. He is banged up, but Michigan State just had the lead and now a 5-0 run here for the Purple Cats with 12 minutes to go in this one. So this one has been really entertaining back and forth action as Michigan State regains the lead. As for what's going on here in Las Vegas, UConn up 44-29 under 2 minutes.
Yeah, Arkansas didn't practice.
Musselman was too busy, you know, doing
that. Yeah, they look like they didn't spend any practice time in between beating Kansas and this game. They look terrible.
You got like a picture of Derek we can just put right here.
He's all right. Don't worry. When he realizes what time it is, he'll show up.
Banksy, what's up with you?
Well, NCAA basketball. I mean, for basketball, but I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting excited. I don't even know what I'm getting excited about. I picked the bracket from the 16 teams on.
How's the bracket looking?
So far it looks pretty good. I mean, one team's killing them, and these guys, I don't know. I can't remember who I picked there, but I think I picked Kansas.
You got to be on Michigan State. That's your squad, no?
Not my squad.
Yeah, but they're like close to Canada.
It doesn't matter.
You can't go against the great Wilbo.
So is Bowling Green.
But, you can't go against the great Wilbo.
Yeah, I'm going against Wilbo. I've always been a Michigan fan. Never been a Michigan State fan.
I got you. I took K-State tonight, too, and we were looking like the right side, but with Noel hurt, I don't know.
Well, Sean went under in every game. We're doing a little
I'm going to be good in the Arkansas game because Arkansas is going to end up with 40. Like, they stink.
They have 29 points right now. Can I take a cigar bet they will head over 40 points?
Yeah, I might have exaggerated a little bit, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm basically saying that the way they're playing right now on offense, I'm not really worried about
it. Well, you want this game to be – you want the lead extended so that they take the foot off the gas. But 60-59 in the Kansas State-Michigan State game. So that game
I do have a hockey play tonight. I took the Dallas Stars in regulation, plus 110. Pittsburgh's coming off of, they snapped like a five-game losing streak last night against the Avs. They have to travel to Dallas, second game on a back-to-back. I think Dallas is resting and ready. I like the Stars to get this one done in regulation, plus 110.
Michigan State right now, an in-game favorite, minus two. So I can't
what
remember.
What is UConn, minus 20 in-game live?
They are, they're still playing right now, so we'll get the second half line as they lead by 16. We'll get 13.5, I believe, some shops have right now for UConn.
Yeah, I'd be all over that. That's free money. Arkansas stinks.
So, Banksy, I want you to know this is how it works. So when Sean bets on a team and they don't play well, they stink.
It's right? Okay to lose a bet, right? But when the
stink.
Team acts like this isn't the Sweet 16, like they literally look like they haven't practiced.
He is found.
Or they're playing a team, they're just not as good.
Maybe. Well, they just beat Kansas, though.
Sometimes you got to
look. Well, Banks, they just beat Kansas.
They're hyped up for that game. Maybe they're not hyped up for UConn.
Exactly, my whole point.
I never thought Arkansas, I don't know, again, a lot about basketball, but Arkansas, I didn't even know they had a basketball team.
They won a national championship.
Nolan Ryan, baby, 40 minutes of hell.
99, Nolan Richardson.
when you were
playing hockey for the Bruins, they were winning championships.
I wasn't watching basketball. I do now.
UConn, by the way, leading by 17 with 50.9 seconds.
I took Arkansas first half money line, Banksy.
Kansas State.
Going glowingly.
Kansas State, Michigan State in game total 161. This was a game that's total closed.
It's 138,
138.5. 161 in game. You didn't get down to these games out in T-Mobile? Entertain some clients?
No.
Mingle, meet some baby, kiss some babies.
You realize where I'm at, right? Circa.
Yeah,
everybody's
do.
Coming here.
How's
a lot
it
of people
been?
Can't get tickets to the game.
Yeah,
because the NCAA kind of owns it, I guess. So they're coming here fired up. I mean, too bad Wobble's not here. I got guys who are like, can I get a cabana half the day Friday? I want the rest of the day there. Saturday, I needed to be in a cabana. Like, and I'm constantly in contact with Wobble.
Hey, what's wrong with Wobble?
He's got the sniffles. He's getting ready for Banksy's bachelor party. So that changes things. It changes the way you got to act, the way you got to be, the way you got to feel. Because we go for 3 days.
All right. You buried the lead. Banksy's bachelor party. When? Where? How long?
On location.
Next weekend starts in San Diego.
Ooh.
Little golf in Torrey Pines. Went another golf course over there in San Diego. And then back to Vegas. And there'll be close to 30 of them waiting. They're going to get here on Wednesday and Thursday.
So what days are we? We're talking out in the air.
I won't be on the air next week.
No. What days is the folks coming here to Vegas?
Some will be here Wednesday and some will be here. But we leave Thursday morning.
To go to San Diego.
Yeah. Then we'll be back Friday.
Ooh, baby.
Only gone for a day.
I have to pop on by. Say hello.
I'm going to tell you, though, that kid that's hurt, though, the timeouts are not good for him. Not with the bad ankle. Right now, he can play with motion and
adrenaline.
Be hyped up a little bit. But when he gets that break.
So they took his shoe off and retaped it. So I'm assuming they taped it pretty tight to try and keep it from swelling. But he's going to feel bad tonight. Ooh, he's going to feel bad tonight.
Man, he'll feel a lot better.
You can tell how he's moving, though. It's already stiffening up on him a little bit.
If they can find a way to win this game, he'll feel.
And he was playing so good. He had 10 assists in the first half.
By the way, it's
the all-time record in the tournament is 18. So he was on path to have more assists than anybody in the history of March Madness.
So it's gone to half. UConn with a
46-29. Arkansas with a little.
Sean, did you cash your first half bet?
Yeah, I bought the paper. I didn't get to take the paper back up there.
First half total was 64.5. And we had 75 points. So first half over has cashed in both games so far tonight. UConn with a 46-29 lead at T-Mobile And right now, 60-59, Michigan State with a lead midway through the second half. Marquise Noel, even injured, is dropping dimes.
He is balling.
Just dishing it off.
I mean, what a performance by this kid, man.
Keontae Johnson there with the finish. I believe, I got to double check where we're at officially. That is 13 assists for Marquise Noel. This has been the best game so far. I mean, clearly has been the best game so far. This has been fantastic. And, you know, sometimes Banksy, when you look at the point spread, kind of tells you something, right? This game was won, back to the other side won. It's just kind of gone back and forth here. So it's where we stand.
K-State can't win. They're getting refereed. I mean, this is embarrassing.
Oh, also when Sean thinks this is
embarrassing.
He blames the refs. Or the goalie. That's it. When he has a hockey under or over, Banksy, I'm getting goalied.
Well, like, I took the over the other night, and Ottawa played some guy named Ferguson who's been, like, back and forth. He was like Patrick Roy in his prime. I'm like, come on.
He was Vegas's draft pick three years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
And he has a game like that. I can honestly, fairly say I got goalied, right?
Hey, it's first game. He's hyped up. Things happen. Teams that are not making a playoffs and they start bringing in these young kids makes games difficult for those games that you think you should win.
Yeah.
You know, but they were that's hockey.
Coyotes gave Edmonton a scare last night.
That was a great third period in overtime.
I said that I thought in those games, because I never, like, even when Arizona took the lead, I always thought that they'd fold at some point. But I've got to start looking into maybe taking plus 1.5 for a big dog like that, because it's still going to be plus money.
By the way, I think Noel just got another assist. That's 14 for Marquise Noel.
He's pretty good.
Man. Give him an assist on that one. The hockey assist.
He should be at 16 if 35 hadn't blown.
14 assists, three steals. Man, he is playing. Banksy, how did you play in front of your home? How many games did you get an opportunity to play kind of in your home area? Did you get many?
Home area, like, I never played.
Because Marquise Noel's from the Bronx, and this is the first time he's ever played at Madison Square Garden. He's
balling
out.
Well, I played Detroit for 3 years. So my parents were, I bet you had 42 games. My parents were at 38 of them.
Wow, okay.
So
that's awesome.
I played in front of my parents a lot.
Sean, you got to do that too.
Yeah, yeah.
I never got to play in the NHL. Well, I know my parents seen me in a few places, but I think almost every one of them, the really games, like my first NHL game in front of my parents, I got thrown out.
This kid is
But that was the way I played. Like, I was kind of crazy. And
oh, my God. This
I
kid
just
is having
did what
a game,
I had to
Banksy.
Do to get on that score sheet besides scoring a goal.
You got thrown out. Sean, when did you get in your first Tampa game? Did you get in because of Dilfer's injury? Man, this game is incredible.
Yeah, this is a
67-65. 8.5 minutes to go. It's the anti-UConn Arkansas game. By the way, our friend Matt Grissom has checked in and said, well, this is an embarrassment.
Facts. I actually DM'd him. I said, can you play? They need your help.
What a game going on in Madison Square Garden. Michigan State 67, Kansas State 65. Marquise Noel, the Bronx native, has 12 points.
He's balling.
14 assists, but Michigan State has got an answer for everything so far. They're 9 of 17 from 3. For the empty chair and Derek Stevens, that's Banksy, Sean King. Much more to come. It's VSiN Primetime.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Someone took a screenshot of the last segment with the empty chair.
It's our guy.
Our guy, Mitchy.
Pete Moss. Yeah,
our guy, Mitchy. I met him last week.
Yeah, we got a chance to meet him last
week. Super nice guy.
Cool dude, man.
Appreciate you coming up to us at Bad Pete Moss on Twitter. Banksy's here. Wilbo has got the sniffles. And Derek is very busy. It's a busy time of year, man. I can't blame him. He's holding court up there in his area. Banksy, though, looking sharp. We got a similar jacket tone. I like it.
We obviously made the phone call about the blue. Somewhere you need light blue on somewhere.
I know, right?
You need some light blue.
And I swear, I started to wear a golf shirt just like that. Slightly off color-wise, but the same kind of pattern.
It's the first time I ever worn this golf shirt. It's brand new. Come right out of the closet today.
The one I had was brand new. It's from Stream Song, a course down in Tampa. And I went one time a while ago, and I bought a bunch of shirts, and they're just in my closet. I started to. Oh, I was this close.
K-State, Michigan State is a fantastic
game
tonight. It is 72-70 right now. K-State with a two-point lead, under 6 minutes to go, 5:54. Your in-game total at BetMGM, 169.5, and it is a pick'em between these two teams. This game has been spectacular. Both teams are hitting shots at big-time levels. Michigan State, 50% from three, 10 of 20, looking much more like the prolific three-point shooting team that they are as opposed to what they shot against Marquette.
I need them to shoot their regular.
The over already cashed in this game. And who are we looking at?
Isaiah Thomas. Steve Smith.
Is that Mateen Cleaves?
Yeah, Mateen Cleaves.
Yeah, there he is.
It's an odd group. I guess Isaiah's from Detroit, so.
Yeah, and he got a bunch of Spartans there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Taken in the game. Halftime.
Considering his Hoosiers aren't in the tournament anymore.
Just taking a look. Halftime. Arkansas, believe it or not, a second-half favorite.
Kirk Gibson.
Is that Kirk Gibson?
Yeah, nice. I know Gibby. He's a Michigan Stater.
Kirk a Dodger? That was the majority of his career?
No, Tiger.
Tiger.
What a
game.
But
he played for the Dodgers,
yeah,
right?
He won his World Series.
Yeah. Is that the one where he's swinging the arm
and
around?
He's going like this, doing the fist pump because he's limping on one leg.
Joey Hauser missing a free throw. That's got to be pretty rare for Joey Hauser. I think that was his. He's an 88% free throw shooter. Just missed it, and man,
let's go, K-State.
The shot making in this game is insanity. 75-70 right now. K-State is burying threes all over the place. This is what people want to see, as opposed to the butt whipping that's happening at T-Mobile Arena right now.
So, from an attendance standpoint, Banksy, how is this weekend compare here at Circa to opening weekend of March Madness.
So it started out slow yesterday, right? Where last weekend, everybody would seem to be in house on Wednesday. But it picks up generation. So I don't know how many people are here yet today. I haven't been around the casino much today. But last week it was packed right now,
mm-hmm.
where I think tomorrow it'll be packed here. Okay. And people are coming in either late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Because the energy when I walked in today was fantastic. Like, you could feel it. Like, the anticipation. Some people because it's their team. Some people because they like their bets. Because, you know, everybody likes their bets before the game starts.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt good energy here.
They're coming, but they're coming, especially because the Sweet 16's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are people coming in town. I mean, I'm getting nonstop phone calls thinking we have our suite. And right. I'm like, I'm sorry, but we don't have it.
Oh, you guys don't have the suite?
No,
oh,
NCAA's wow. got the whole arena.
Wow. As Kansas
so
State
we don't,
now.
Kansas
State on a 10-0 run to extend their lead out to 7 right now. Corner 3, just like that, man. Michigan State. They got an answer for a lot of things. 4:34 to go.
What a game this is, man.
Well, 77-73.
Coach Tang, you might want to cover some of these guys shooting threes in green. I mean, Tim could have made that shot.
I mean, I played college basketball, so yeah.
I wasn't saying it as like a negative.
No, it was a dig.
No, it wasn't
it was a dig.
But you
see what he does to me?
I'm listening.
You're a tall guy. You played under the basket. You didn't play, behind the line.
You have no idea what I played.
What about Florida Atlantic and Tennessee?
We're on FAU. I'm on FAU. I took 6
Some
earlier
really
this week.
Some really smart people like Tennessee, but the line has moved in favor of FAU. Line opened at 6, line's down to 4.5. But some very smart people that specialize in college basketball like Tennessee.
Who?
Who do we have on that like Tennessee? It was Brad that liked Tennessee.
Banksy likes Tennessee.
You're on Tennessee? All right.
I can't actively go for Tennessee because they beat my Dukies in a game where the referees allowed them to play basketball. I mean, play football on the hardwood. So I can't. If I'm going to play the game, it has to be FAU.
All right.
So.
On I don't know why I can't say this, NCAA News,
yeah.
Division One, my little nephew on Oakland University next
nice.
Year.
Give me okay. a Grizzly.
He's going to be a Grizzly next year.
Is that California?
No, in Michigan.
Michigan, okay.
Yeah, they're a Division One school, and he committed the other day.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, so I told him, hey, congratulations. Hopefully I'll get to a game. And then I text back. I said, sorry, I didn't mean that. I'll be there. For sure, at one of your games, and he doesn't know it. Maybe he's listening today, but I'll be at his very first game. I guarantee.
So, how far is Detroit? How far is University of Oakland from Detroit?
15-20 minutes.
Okay, so it's right there.
Yeah, it's in Rochester.
Okay,
so
they always play Michigan State.
So
every
year too. He can live at home. He doesn't even have to be. He doesn't have to go away for school.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good on that. Yeah.
By the way, you're in game right now as Kansas State goes on this run. They are now a 4.5-point favorite. The in-game has just been fluctuating left and right.
Does my under still have a chance?
No, because the over already hit. Right now, 46-29, second half, with UConn and Arkansas. Arkansas, a -3-point second half favorite. Yeah, I'd be curious, Banksy. So tomorrow... Assuming Arkansas loses, are there fans sticking around?
You can go ahead and that's not an assumption. You can go ahead and book that one.
When Arkansas loses,
yes.
Of course they're staying.
Hanging out here?
Yeah.
So that's why I think you're right. Tomorrow night it feels like it's going to be packed because all the fans that are at the game tonight or around the arena are going to be here.
Yeah, no, I don't think any fan comes to Las Vegas and goes, we're going to go to the game. Once it's over,
if once we lose,
we go home.
We're out of here.
See, I think tonight's going to pick up because Gonzaga and UCLA travel so well. When that game's over, people are going to want to come down here to Circle, Fremont Street. I think it's going to be like a crazy atmosphere.
It's just been, like I said, I haven't walked around a casino today, but last night wasn't crazy like last Wednesday.
Right.
Where today, as I walked through, it was busy at the front, but
you couldn't even get to the bathroom from here last Wednesday. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Yeah.
All right, who's winning this Kansas State-Michigan State game?
Well, I bet Kansas State money line, so I'm hoping
4.5 minutes
Kansas
to go.
State.
And Kansas State with a 4-point lead. They have been red hot in the second half, 11 of 14 after an early sluggish start. I'll tell you this, Marquise Noel.
Can we get an assist update?
Looks just fine as he is.
Oh, what was that? Isn't that called the palm?
Jump ball.
Up and down, he goes up, guy catches him in the air.
That was great defense, by the way.
Usually if it's... if you're up in the air, Banksy, and the just kind of sticks, that'll be a jump ball. But they got the jump ball on the ground. 14 assists still.
So he needs for four to tie. Yeah, he's going to need overtime. I don't want overtime.
14
I want Kansas
points,
State in regulation.
14 assists for Marquise Noel as Michigan State gets the possession back.
Oh, we're going to need the chair back because Derek says he's on his way.
All right. Next segment, we'll have Derek Stevens. We're going to hit a break here in just a little bit. Can Michigan State cut the lead? No, they cannot. And Hauser, wide open three there, came up just short. And Kansas State,
You know, that is just so dumb by 35. Like, I don't get it, man. Sometimes these guys, man, in a game this tight, like, why?
Starting to play stupid.
Yikes,
right
yikes.
Now.
Yeah, that was like, a that's fortunate just, possession.
Looks like me playing basketball.
It was one of the things when I coached, it would just drive you insane. When, like, one of your guys just went completely selfish and did something that was completely unnecessary.
Free throws coming from Michigan State. They're going to hit a media timeout here. 3:24 to go. Free throws for the Spartans. What a game to start the night. Kansas State, a four-point lead. Free throws, though, coming for the Spartans. After the other side of their commercial break, we're still on the air here for just a moment. Arkansas and UConn, your first half had 75 points, and that is well on an over pace. Your second half line there, total of 74.5 in the second half. Arkansas, actually a three-point second-half favorite against UConn, so that would be a full game, a spread of 13.5 there at BetMGM.
And if you're looking for something to play tonight, Puxtradamus is player of the night. It's about to drop here in about half an hour. The Dallas Stars to win in regulation, plus 110.
And we are on FAU. We'll find out a little bit more about what the book needs. Derek Stevens going to stop by here. Join us in the next segment. It is VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Here we go. Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with our MLB betting guide. It's available now and has futures, team previews, and best bets. Steve Mackinnon, his power ratings on every team. Plus, Adam Burke breaks down how the new MLB rules will impact bettors. Whether you bet baseball every day or are looking for valuable future bets, our betting guide has it all. Sign up today and get full access to VSiN for 30 days. For only $19, head on over to vsin.com/subscribe. Derek Stevens in the house. Sean King, Banksy. I am Tim Murray. What a night, Derek. Great busy night. For you, busy crowd. We're showing the crowd shots. Your underhang, as you like to call it, is popping up there. It's a good night.
It's a great night. And also, I also want to say, Tim, first time I've seen this coat over here, you're looking fine.
Thank you.
It's Sean King. You're
the Blues Brothers. The Blues Brothers.
Look at that. Look at that. It's legit, everybody.
Yeah. It's my favorite jacket, I would say. And I threw the little black T-shirt under here, so, you know. We got, by the way, you're a Wolverine, but you do pull for the Spartans. This is one hell of a game going on, but I got to know, for the book purposes, the over's already hit. Kansas State and Michigan State, it was kind of going back and forth. I think ultimately you guys closed Kansas State minus one.
A one, yeah.
Did that mean big money was coming in late on the Purple Cats here?
No, we've booked more action since tip. Than we did before
in-game?
The tip. Yeah,
wow.
In-game. I would tell you, this would be a game. I want to record this game, rewatch this game. This is a game that I want people to utilize to learn how to trade a game. You could have picked up plus 4.5 on one side, plus 3.5 on the other. You could have picked up money line plus 140 on one side. This is the perfect game to teach someone how to trade an in-game. I'm gonna go back every second of this game, and you watch it, you match it up. But this is the game to trade because you got an opportunity to have an unbelievable middle, and really it just goes to the fact of how great this game is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been fantastic. I mean, it's the opposite of what's going on just down the road at T-Mobile. UConn is right from the jump all over Arkansas. 53-33 right now. That second half just underway.
They said John Daly's on beer 25 now.
And Bill Murray's going. Bill Murray's on fire
tonight,
right?
Is his son
right?
on the staff or something? Because his son used to be on the Xavier staff, so I don't know if he's on that staff. Oh, my goodness. This game is incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
80-78 now. Kansas State up by two. The shot-making in this game, what we didn't see in the first weekend, I should say. This is incredible.
Hey, as much as we talk about these games, and this blowout with UConn right now, versus what a great game K-State MSU is, how does this impact your thought process in both second games? Because what I'll tell you is, like, wow, that kid is unbelievable.
Marquise Noel is just unbelievable.
So let me go back to this thing you guys have been talking about for the last 3 days. Is it just me, or does the basketball have a little bit of a different tint?
Yes, it's more orange.
Yes,
it's more orange.
Is that correct?
No, you're right.
Maybe this is old news.
They're new basketballs, and that was the big deal, right? All these coaches, Shams, were complaining about the inflation
level.
There
was this theory that the shot percentages were down because it was a new basketball.
Right.
And then a couple coaches came out and said, it's not the basketball. I said they're inflating them too much. So they're overly bouncy.
Okay, just like you're at a state fair or a carnival,
right?
You inflate them until they're about ready to burst, and nobody can see.
Right. So that's what they were complaining about. But it does look a different color. It looks darker.
Yeah, because the darker seems to hit differently.
And it's interesting because historically, Madison Square Garden has been a lower scoring venue for colleges because it's such a big arena, different backdrop. But that game, I mean, they're shooting lights out. At T-Mobile, I mean, I don't know if Arkansas is shooting at the proper basket, but they seem to be having a lot of trouble getting the ball to actually go in the hoop.
Banks, think about that. Remember when Nicole went on the Zamboni and went did the thing around? And we went into that little back room before the Zamboni comes out and all that?
Yeah.
And they got that little refrigerator that's only approved by the NHL and the referees with the exact temperature of the pucks?
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't measure the temperature of the pucks back in your day.
No,
they just
threw them in a bucket of ice, but they had to be cold.
They had to be cold or they'd stick.
Yeah, no, it's because if you use a warm puck or a puck that's room temperature, it won't slide on the ice that well. So if it's cold, it'll move.
By the way, Michigan State responds. They get a tip in and one, 82-80 right now.
He makes it the first time. Ooh. Oh, that's a big miss.
50 seconds to go, Derek. 82-80.
I'm pretty sure Sean in production.
We've not had an overtime game, right?
Have we not had an overtime? I don't think off the top of my head. We had an overtime NIT game, but I don't think we've had an NCAA.
I mushed the total in that game,
Derek. You did, yeah. He signed off the air saying we missed out on a dead under. They go to overtime. The over hits.
So, but where I'm going with this, look at this man. Oh, what is this?
Wow.
The Madison Square Garden game. How do you not take this game over? There's something different with this bat. There's something different right now.
Yeah. And who we got coming up? Tennessee and FAU is the second game here?
Yeah. I hope this works for FAU. FAU is a prolific three-point shooting team. I took FAU plus six earlier this week, down to 4.5. By the way, as we wait here.
That was a bad shot.
Michigan State has the ball. It's a two-point game, 22 seconds to go. Michigan State with the ball. They just called timeout. This game is just.
I want to see an N1. That's what I want to see.
By K-State?
No.
You bet K-State.
Who cares? That's what I
mean. Who cares?
I just like sports. I like when the games are entertaining. And if I lose some money, who cares?
I like to win my bet, if possible.
See, you're always about winning. I'm about the sport for the fans. People love this.
By the way, ask him, Banksy, if he took the over or the under in Michigan State, Kansas State.
We've heard this one already.
So I had this theory, Derek. So I went under in all four games today.
Oh.
So playing the percentages.
Gotcha.
We'll see if it's right or wrong.
Well, you got a shot of three or four of them, right?
Right. This was already
still got a shot.
Yeah, this was over with 8 minutes left in the second half.
Derek, how have you been looking on these night games? Florida Atlantic, Tennessee, and Gonzaga and UCLA. I would imagine Gonzaga UCLA has got a ton of action.
That'll definitely be the biggest volume game. So far, right before I walked in, so as of 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
The house needs UCLA pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I will tell you, it's still simply too early.
That would make sense. I'm looking at the board right now. Only spot I see in town with a pick is with you guys. Everyone else is minus one. Not that that's a big difference, but yeah, seeing that you guys are, you're asking for that UCLA money.
Oh, we took a couple 50s on Gonzaga. We took one plus one and a half, one plus one. So we're looking for a little bit of buyback.
All right.
I took Amari Bailey, number 5 from UCLA, over 14 and a half points tonight.
Oh.
Really, really good freshman player for UCLA.
Here we go. 10 seconds to go. Michigan State. They're playing a little ISO 1-on-1 ball.
Ooh,
tied game. Here we go. Kansas State has 2 timeouts. Do they use one here? They're going to let Noel do his thing. Oh, we're going to overtime.
We're going to overtime.
Wow.
And that is the overtime that everybody's been looking for.
Blank shot.
He had a point blank shot.
This is Sean at his best.
You got to make that.
He's been drooling over Marquise Noel, and then he misses a contested layup, and Sean's blaming him.
Well, let me say this. Overtime is where what? Dogs go to die. Who ended up as the actual
Michigan
dog
State.
At tip? Michigan State.
There you go. 82-82, we go to overtime. Did you guys have a overtime prop or no? Do you know?
I believe we did. It was a talk of the town, how many overtimes there was expected in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong, but I don't think I don't think there was one, was there?
I don't think so. I can't recall. I don't think there was an overtime in the first weekend, but we got overtime now. UConn and Michigan State, meaning FAU and Michigan State and Kansas State. UConn is blasting Arkansas as we speak.
There was a house rule issue about, well, what if one game goes to double overtime? Does that count as two or not if the total is 1.5? Like, you got to read the house rules. But the answer is, I know it would have been, was no. But you got to read the house rules.
Man.
True.
What a game. What a game. 82-82 to overtime we go. It looks like you guys have it pick. Right now, heading into overtime. Michigan State, -112 both ways. UConn, by the way, if you're wondering, is a 24-point in-game favorite against Arkansas.
What's the in-game total going to be?
Looks like you
Because there's another prop out there. Will there be any game over what? What was it? Was it over 197?
Oh, I'm not sure. I didn't see that. But you guys are... We're at 164 right now for this
game. No, maybe 180. There was a.
This was a foul.
A not widely followed total.
Banksy's trying to get a foul.
Am I wrong? I don't know. How many minutes do they play in this overtime?
While we wait for overtime, this game is an absolute dud over at T-Mobile. It's VSiN Primetime.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro,
pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM's offering college basketball fans a chance to pocket extra cash winnings all season long. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your college basketball parlay boost token. Then, place a college basketball parlay with a minimum of four legs using the token. If the parlay hits, you'll have your winnings boosted. New to BetMGM? Download the app and sign up now to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Take your shot at making a big win even bigger. Place your four-leg parlay today and boost the excitement of college basketball like never before with a college basketball parlay boost token only at BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com. For terms and conditions, must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York.
Noel just with another dime. Oh, man.
Marquise Noel, man. Know the name.
16 assists. Two more.
88-87, Kansas State leading Michigan State in overtime at Madison Square Garden, and one for Michigan State. This game, I don't know if any game in the tournament can top this, Sean.
It's a heck of a way to get the Sweet 16 started. Goodness.
I mean, the shot-making capability, coming off a weekend where the unders went 35-17, teams were shooting way under what they shot in the regular season, including Michigan State, who went, 2 of 16 from 3 in the second round? And they have just made shot after shot. 13 of 25 from 3 are the Spartans. 11 of 23 from 3 for Kansas State. It is 90-88, 2 minutes to go. UConn, by the way, is up 22. So just if you're wondering how that game is going at T-Mobile Arena. Marquise Noel, oh, my gosh. I mean, the dimes from this man.
He is balling.
17 assists for Marquise Noel. Are you kidding?
The only fitting end to this is Noel to hit a three at the end to win it.
But
Michigan State's making plays, too.
No stops. It's 92-9. I mean, this game, A.J. Hoggard, 25 points. Marquise Noel is on another level. I can't even remember when he twisted his ankle because it doesn't look like it's affecting him. That's not going to be an assist, but that's a foul and free throws coming.
35. Oh, man. Hey, he's the reason Noel didn't have 21.
Wow. That pass that he just had, just a one-handed whip. But then, here's the thing, Sean. They're taking advantage of
But that's
Marquise
the first
Noel.
Time he's been against Noel. He's been against 3 and 5 the last couple times down the court.
129 to go. The record, they're showing it right now, was held by Mark Wade in the Final Four against Indiana back in 1987. So he is one away from tying the NCAA tournament record for most assists. 92-91. We're waiting one more free throw. It's good. 92-all. Okay.
What a game. Oh, my goodness. I would tell you what the in-game bet, but I think they're all down right now.
68-43 over at in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, UConn.
Up 25.
Leading by 25.
Arkansas stinks.
Wow.
What a downer.
Hey, they hit a three,
What a
Sean.
Downer if you flew from Arkansas to watch this debacle.
All right, so what are we? 68.
What does this tell you about UConn moving forward, though?
Real deal, man. However, we'll see it. We'll see how the next game plays out. I'm just doing some math.
Like, if FAU wins, they could literally be in the Final Four having beat Iona, St. Mary's, Arkansas, FAU.
Wrong bracket.
Oh, okay, I'm tripping.
Yeah, they play Gonzaga or UCLA.
Yeah, they'll have to earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's here at T-Mobile. I'm tripping.
114 right now. Pre-game total is, what, 140? So pretty over trend there with UConn and Arkansas.
Yeah, because Arkansas's going to give up 90.
All right, 129 to go. I don't know if we're going to finish this game off before we get out of here. Real quickly, Shaw, while we have a little bit of a lull in the action as UConn hits another three. Tonight, I am on under in Gonzaga, UCLA, 145.5, and I took 5.5 with FAU. Right now, it looks like 4.5s across, so I like that. Total hasn't really moved a ton regarding UCLA and Gonzaga. Interesting to say, before you get to your play, Derek said the house is going to need, as of right now, UCLA, according to Derek, pretty big.
Yeah, I have two plays that have not started yet. I took the Dallas Stars to win in regulation tonight at home, hosting the Penguins, who are on a back-to-back. That's plus 10 towards Dallas. I also took Amari Bailey from UCLA over his scoring prop of 14.5.
All right, Michigan State has the ball. Minute 15 and rolling left. Spartans. Wow. Oh, miss. Kansas State ball. Here we go.
Here we go. Let's go, baby.
Minute to go.
Let's go.
Two timeouts for both teams. Marquise Noel, an assist away from tying the NCAA.
Oh! Wow. Oh, my God.
Keyonte Johnson.
Oh, my goodness.
Just threw in a reverse from Marquise Noel.
Great defense.
To make it 94-92 to tie the NCAA tournament record. Marquise Noel throws up an alley-oop to Keyonte Johnson, and he throws in a reverse.
And the theatrics between him and Coach Tang.
And Kansas State just fouled Michigan State shooting a three.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I believe, as someone's chanting woo, a big woo. This game, Sean, has blown my mind. Oh, Marquise Noel is yelling.
Oh, he fought through the pick. I got you.
So we're going to get two free throws here, I believe. It's not going to be on the three-pointer. So two free throws coming as Kansas State ran through the pick. 42.8 seconds to go.
Can somebody just miss one of these free throws so we can get off the number?
So the interesting thing, and Derek made a great point.
What a pass, dude. At this point in the game, to have the confidence to even try it. And this was a design play. Like him and Coach Tang acting like they were yelling at each other was to kind of lull the baseline defender to sleep. Like, you got to give Coach Tang some credit, too. I mean, that is tremendous. I was so excited for him, man. Oh, my gosh. This, what a game, man.
UConn, by the way, minus 23 in game, if you're wondering, as they lead 71-46. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they should make Arkansas take the bus back. Like, they shouldn't even get the fly.
The must bus?
Yeah, they shouldn't even get the fly.
It's not nice.
No, I'm just saying.
No one told you.
All them good people in the state of Arkansas spent that hard-earned money to fly out here, and y'all just don't even show up. It's one thing to lose.
They just beat the one seed.
Like
Kansas.
I said, them good people flew out here.
They're at Vegas. They'll be fine.
Rooms 500, 600, 700 a night. Ticket 2,000, and they didn't even show up. They didn't put up a fight.
Happens, man. Sports.
All right, can we miss these? Michigan State at the free throw line, down two, 42 seconds left in the game.
This game has got. This game has had everything. Free throw up, free throw
first
good.
First free throw made, never in doubt.
94-93. So once again, there was a foul.
I don't want overtime again.
You don't want double overtime?
No.
I mean, this.
I don't want to have to put any more money on the app. All my money's tied up.
He's short.
Get the rebound, because I've got team total. I got Kansas State over their team total, but I also have Kansas State money line.
All right, 1-point lead for the Purple Cats, 94-93.
Oh, come on, Johnson!
Wow,
jeez!
I think Marquise Noel is trying
don't
to
shoot
end
another
this.
Three. Gonna,
oh boy!
Come on, man! He keeps doing that.
Air
That's
ball.
The third time he's
so
done
Marquise
that.
Noel.
That's just dumb.
Marquise Noel is trying to
like he made those shots against
Steph Curry.
Who they played the game?
Kentucky.
He made those shots against Kentucky. Those aren't good shots.
He just shot it from the logo, man.
But that's his third time doing that.
So he's asking to check it and see if it was tipped. No, I don't know if it was.
It wasn't tipped. It was just a bad shot.
So the call on the floor, I believe, was it? Well, that's not tipped. That's not tipped.
It might be because of the rotation of the ball.
But is there?
See how the ball's rotating like funky? The way he shot it.
No, that's not tipped.
I think so, Tim. Watch the rotation.
Is his finger? Oh, his finger does move backwards. So that might. Yeah, they might give it to him.
Yeah, that's tipped because you could tell the rotation of the ball. You see how it starts going oblong?
They might have been saved here. So they got to
4 seconds will be on the shot clock. But the thing is, as much success as he's had going to the rim and locating one of the cutters.
He wanted to end the game.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, buddy. Win the game. Forget ending it. A two right there is as good as a three.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah. I'm just saying what he was trying to do, up one, he's trying to put the dagger. Oh, our show's over. All right, well. Humans and Wes are coming up next.
They've got no shot.
We're going to go watch this game.
They've got no shot.
Go FAU. Come on. Take care of business, Owls. Try to top what's going on at Madison Square Garden right now. My goodness gracious. What a game.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.